Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're continuing to talk about the curses, why people have the problems they have in life. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your word as we go forth from this place today. Lord, I ask you to open all of our hearts so we may walk wholly before you. We may listen to your word. We may understand it and walk in divine revelation. Father, I praise you and thank you and worship you for watching over us and protecting us from the evil one. And Lord, thank you for your word. Now as the word goes out, bless it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're continuing on with what we were talking about the curses. Now, yesterday, right where I left off, one of the other things that can tell you whether you're under curses or not, and this is one of the last ones that was on my list yesterday, and it's if you have a history of suicides or unnatural deaths in your family. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 28 lists many ways to die if you do not keep God's rules. And I mean, it's amazing what this book says. If you read it at face value, it really will scare you because God has made us many, many promises and many statements. Now that I'm going to take you into another section here that I call generational curses. And this is very clearly laid out in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. I want to read this verse for you. In Deuteronomy 30:19, the Lord says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. And then he gives you the answer. He says, therefore choose life, that both you and your seed or your children may live. Now then, isn't that amazing that the Lord made a statement like that in his word? He said he calls heaven and earth to make record of this, that he has set before us life and death, blessings and curses. In other words, until you get a hold of this teaching, you will never be able to understand why people have the problems they have on earth. But when you get a hold of this, you'll understand that there's absolutely a God out there that has total control over you to either bless you or curse you. And if you're obedient to do what he says in every aspect, he will bless you in every way you can imagine. But if you're disobedient, then all these curses will come upon you. So let's talk about this a little bit. In other words, if a man chooses, now this is your choice too, because he said he set this here for you to choose. If a man chooses to walk with God, there's absolutely no two ways about it. The blessings will follow him and his children. But if he does not walk with God, then the curses will follow him and his children. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 through 6, in other words, it says all these things. In other words, it is your choice. It is your choice to make the right choice or the wrong choice. Now, ancestral curses are more often determined by their ill effects. You will see this. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 and on, enumerates several common effects of curses that can be paraphrased as follows. Now, I want you to think about these. If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting with verse 15, and you read to verse 65, you will get a hold of some of these things, because the Lord says that if you're disobedient to not keep his rules and to not walk in obedience to his statutes, then all of these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Now, some of these curses are listed as poverty or perpetual financial insufficiency. Now, there's so many ways that you can live in that. Number one is to not be a tither. to not be a tither. The Lord says in His Word in Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 through 11, that is the only curse out there, that He will curse you with a curse. So you've got to make sure that your sins are confessed and that you're walking holy before God. Another one of the ways is barrenness and impotency together with miscarriages and related female complications in life. Now, those are ways you can tell if you're under a curse. Another way you can tell is just failure. In other words, you plan and you put all kinds of projects out there, but even with all your plans and all your projects, you still meet with failure. You seem to never be able to accomplish anything. Now then, this failure is due to the curses. In other words, you have been disobedient to God. You're not walking in obedience to His Word, and so you're destined for failure in life. Now then, another thing will let you know if you're under a curse or your family is under a curse is if in your family you have untimely and unnatural deaths, many of them. In other words, you're under a curse. It's just amazing that what we see and what this causes. Now, another one of the things that's listed here in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 65, is all kinds of sickness and disease, especially chronic and hereditary diseases. Now, these things are passed down from son to father to son, and from mothers to daughters. Now, then, another thing. If during your life, you just have one trauma after another. You're going from one crisis to another crisis to another crisis. It seems like every day or every week or at least every month, you have some kind of devastating crisis that takes place in your life. Well, if you have those kind of things, you need to look and see what kind of a curse you're under, because I can assure you, you are under some kind of a curse if those kind of things are happening to you all the time. Now then, another thing here is mental and emotional breakdowns. In other words, if you just seem to be prone, or you have someone in your family that is just prone with mental and emotional breakdowns, that person is under some kind of a generational curse. Now then, if you have breakdown of family relationships, including divorce, it seems like nobody in your family can get along with nobody else. They all have a tremendous problem. It's just amazing. I think about in the family that I was raised up in, how many times that we've all been together over the years as a family, and we've never had a disagreement. Never. That's got to be awesome within itself, just to get together as families and have no breakdowns in relationships. But if you have breakdowns of family relationships, including divorce, say you've been married two or three or four times, you can't seem to find a mate that will satisfy you in one way or another, you're under some kind of a curse. Now then, another way you can tell is if you have spiritually hindered in hearing God's voice or sensing the Lord's presence or understanding the Bible. You have no way that you can concentrate in prayer and stay with it for more than 4 or 5 minutes at a time, and being devoid of spiritual gifts. In other words, there is no spiritual gifts operating in your family. You have nobody and has none of the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of faith or healing or tongues or interpretation of tongues, all the different gifts of the Spirit. If none of those things come to you, it's because you're living under a curse. You need to learn how to break the curse, how to claim the promises. And it is much, much better. Praise the Lord. Now then, if you try to get somebody set free from the curse, the first thing they must do is they must repent and break the curse and then claim by faith, Galatians 3, 13 and 14 and 15. Now this, anybody can be set free from a curse. But so many people do not realize that to get set free from a curse requires faith, just like it did to get saved. Everything in God's Word requires that you do it by faith. If you don't do it by faith, you just leave it behind. But if you want to get set free from the curse, the very first thing you have to do is repent from whatever you were doing wrong. Turn from your wicked ways. And once you have turned from your wicked ways, you have asked the Lord to forgive you, He will do that. Now, He will be right there waiting for you. He'll be doing everything He can to get you set free. But Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says, Christ has redeemed me from the curse by becoming a curse for me. So praise the name of Jesus. What a privilege. But anyway, Jesus gave us the right to become sons of God. And now then, if we'll repent of our sins and walk holy before Him, we absolutely do not have to live under the curse. But you'll have to claim it. You'll have to break it. You'll have to voice your repentance before the Lord. And then you'll have to absolutely claim by faith or total trust in God's mighty word that you are breaking the curse. You're commanding the curse to leave you. And you're commanding every demon of curse that went with that curse to leave you. And you're losing yourself from those demons and driving them and their sickness and disease away. And when you do that, then and only then can you be miraculously healed. Now then, we're going to talk about another type of curse that you can break. But most people do not know these things about God's mighty word. But looks like we're going to be out of time, but tomorrow I'm going to start with your personal sin curses, and we're going to discuss personal sin curses, because I think this is, with word curses, personal sin curses, is one of the worst kind of curse that there is. So you need, most definitely, need to learn how to break and what these personal sin curses are that brings demons to you to torment you, because they are absolutely no fun. But most people don't know what they're doing when they're committing personal sins. They don't understand what's happening. But I'm going to explain that to you tomorrow. I'd be happy to send these copies of these teachings to you on video, audio, or CD if you'll just give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. I'd also like to invite you to our church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. We teach these things and we get to see the Lord do many mighty wonderful miracles of healing and deliverance. So come expecting the Lord to do a great and mighty miracle in your life. Praise His holy name.